Warhammer of ISBGN goes to Urban Radio.
Hey, this is Acidburn from ForbiddenNinja.com.
Hi, this is Zach from UTForums.com.
This is Apex Twin from StayMadness.com.
Hi, this is Lord of Doom from UTZen.
Hi, this is MungoZen from MungoZen.com.
Hi, this is Gleam from LWZ.
Sup, y'all? This is The Count from Wolf.com.
Howdy, this is Talon from UTScripts.net.
Give me a radio check.
And you're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald, Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Hey, hey, greetings and welcome to Urban Radio. I am your urban pimp in the box, Oswald, as we cover the terror from inside. This week we'll bring you up to date on where we stand and where we when we might see a possible release. But first, a couple more tunes I gotta get situated here, and we'll get it on with the show.
You in the ground.
Man down!
Your team will be target practice. And for you, I will not miss.
Oh, I'm in.
You will fear my name, and you remember the game Urban Terror.
Hey, you fired up for the show? I am. I don't know why either, because I got to be back to work in 8 hours. But before we get started, first this from Mungo Zen, and we'll get the show rolling. You know what? I dropped the wrong damn tune in there. Ain't that a bitch. Ain't that a bitch. This is actually what I wanted right here.
Hey folks, this is Mungo Zen, the original Happy Fatty, coming to you live, well, pre-recorded, on Urban Radio with Oswald, and this week he's handed the reins over to myself to deal with all the music needs, so sit back and enjoy all the music I've chosen for your listening pleasure.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to Urban Radio again. I am Oswald. As I said, we are bringing you the most up-to-date information on the Quake 3 mod, you guys know as Urban Terror. As you heard in the intro, Mungo Zen, our happy fatty, will be providing all the tunes this week. I believe he said they're all punk covers of popular songs. So if you want to get any of those songs, let me know, and I'll try to make them available after the show, or you can hit the happy fatty. He can hit the happy fatty while we're jamming together here on the show. I'm going to be giving out the radio, Urban Radio server information here shortly. This week we are playing Pro Ball, not Urban Terror, Pro Ball. If you want to get involved, go to planetquake.com/proball and download the files. I'll be touching on that here in about 2 or 3 minutes, and I'll hand out the server information. I hope those in Canada had a good Canada Day, as well as those in the U.S. who celebrated Independence Day yesterday, minus our little airport shooting here at Los Angeles. I was sort of caught up in that for about, 6 hours or so. Really didn't bother us. We just basically got to watch real-life Urban Terror for, 6 hours or so. On the Urban Terror front, things have really been more or less quiet and somewhat slow this week. The biggest news coming out of the development team was that 27 was getting ready to merge the new code that we've added with the current code base, which means we should have a full 2.6 test pack coming very shortly. Of course, this is a good thing. It also means we'll be hitting the test servers again very hard, very heavy, and we probably will be approaching a few people to come play with Sid. So please don't spam me or any other Sid member asking to play. We will choose you. That's right. Armod, we choose you. Again, we'll look at some of the changes later on in the show. I mentioned that list last week. It's also on urbanterror.net if for some reason you've been living under a rock and haven't seen it. I'll quickly touch on some of those again. And as always, those of us on Silicon Development would like to express our thanks to those who continue to play and support Urban Terror. We do appreciate the gamers who make up our community, even if disagreements arise, and sometimes we don't see eye to eye on issues, but we feel we do have the best online community, all thanks to you. I do want to draw your attention to those who support and make Urban Radio so successful. Without these sponsors, there would be no show, and then what the hell would you do on Friday, right? First, a big shout-out and thank you to Team Sportscast Network for continuing to host Urban Radio and the Shoutcast and Shoutcasting Clan matches. Without their affiliation, our shows and your matches would not get covered.
GSN. We cover games.
With a whole lot of music in between.
The Team Sportscast Network. Start treating your mouse right with the Mouse Bungee Cord Controller. For super smooth handling, the Mouse Bungee incorporates a solid steel ballast, rubberized non-slip, non-scratch foot pads, and a cord clip. Mouse Bungee's specially designed springs provide subtle tension for dragless and snagless, virtually cordless control of any corded mouse. In just 60 seconds, you can wire up your Mouse Bungee and forever eliminate the hassle and interruptions caused by a dragging cord. Because it's made from sturdy materials, Mouse Bungee is designed for years and years of wear and tear. Stop by Everglide.com and get your very own Mouse Bungee today. Once again, that's www.everglide.com. Play and work with virtually cordless control. The Mouse Bungee.
Our weekly sponsor is the Mouse Bungee. And you can go check that out. I also want to say props to Acidburn over at ForbiddenNinja.com for posting the show notes that I use each and every week. So if it sounds like I'm reading, you know what? I am. I do want to thank him and the clan, Forbidden Ninja, for their support. And finally, thanks to Zach of ZD Web Hosting for hosting all the previous radio shows. We have all the shows FTP'd for those who want to take a listen to sound how terrible I was back in December and actually how little we've... how little we've progressed here over the last, 8 months or so. All right, maybe I'm being too hard on myself. But you can get all those. You can find them over on urbanterror.net or thesixthfloor.com. Just click on Urban Radio. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back to Urban Radio, and I'll pass out the server information as we've decided to freeball it this week. Be right back on Urban Radio.
This summer, the Team Sportscast Network is streaming the hottest LAN event of the season directly into your room all the way from Dallas, Texas. Join TSN as we bring you live 24-hour-a-day coverage from QuakeCon 2002 in Dallas, Texas. Tune in for live tournament coverage, interviews, music, and more. Win Thursday, August 15th through Sunday, August 18th. Where? Mesquite Convention Center, Mesquite, Texas. Only on the official QuakeCon station, TSN. For more information, visit www.quakecon.org.
Unfortunately, all warbling winger bitches are asexual, so their mating call is really just an excuse for them to go fuck themselves.
Oh, I didn't say that. Did I? Hey, we're back on Urban Radio. Again, thanks for listening. As many of you do know, we do play a pickup game each week during the show. If you'd like to get involved, as I said a little bit ago, you will have to download the mod ProBall. That's at planetquake.com/ProBall. Why are we pimping ProBall? Well, because of Poxel, who at one time was the lead coder for Urban Terror, created it, and we enjoy it. And if you've been around the, if you've been involved in the Urban Terror community, then there is a chance that you've heard of the mod. It's a small, simple, very fun, fun mod. Created for Quake 3, as I said, mainly by Poxel, but it did have a bit of involvement from a couple others from the development team, like Sweet Nuts and Meaty. So, you know, we recommend you download it, hop on the server. Right now, I think there's only two or three servers running ProBall worldwide. As I said, it's not a very, very popular mod in the grand scheme of things. I know we play it each week at our LAN party here in Southern California at Network Terror. And it seems to get a pretty good response, so we include it. We're also looking for someone to run a full-time North American server, and I can pretty much guarantee you that it will be full most of the time, since the one server we do have is Barry's World over in the UK, and some are looking for a server here in North America. So go get all the game files, and you can download, as I said, planetquake.com/ProBall. It's very simple to learn, and it's fun. It's really a team-based game. Files are only about 8 megabytes, so head on over to the server once you get it downloaded and installed, 64.180.91.204. That's Blade Killer's HOH Urban Radio server. We use that usually if we're doing something special like Pro Bowl today, or we don't have anybody who's interested in pimping their server, but I think I have four or five people who wanted to actually pimp their server, but I decided we should play Pro Bowl this week, get it out there, and have a good time. We are only playing the standard maps that come with the game files, not the Pro Bowl Party Pack with the extra maps, but if you want, you can pick those up too. I think they're only about maybe another 8 or 10 megabytes. We also want to host your server as the Urban Radio Server of the Week. If you're an admin or host a clan server, feel free, email me at oswald@urbanterror.net, and we will schedule your server to be played on during the show. Speaking of servers, it's sort of unfortunate, but we have to report that the FSK 405 server has been taken down. While I do not know the full story, it seems there were some problems and it has gone offline. This, I think, only a couple days after they had their Intermodel Day, but it's unfortunate. The rumor has it will be back up and running by a few of the other members of FSK 405. Right now, I don't know where they stand. I'm still waiting to hear something on the forums about the future of that server, but it's a great CTF server, and hopefully it will come back online again. I see somebody asking for the address again for the server, 64.180.91.204. I will put it in the topic here in just 1 minute. I think I mentioned this last week as well, but Basilisk is working on the next version of the forums for a release in the coming weeks. This next version of the forums will finally include the highly coveted search button. So no more scrolling through 21 or 31 or 41 pages of posts in order to find one topic. Yet you guys still won't read the facts, so screw it. But you will have a search button, so hopefully that that should help finding what you're looking for, as well as some other fixes and a few feature upgrades. As I said, that's still a few weeks away, but rest assured we will pimp it once the upgrade is complete. For any other ideas, problems, or recommendations, please post your comments in the website support and forums questions. Website support and questions forums. There we go. I can't even read my own writing. The server looks like it's filling up. It looks like we still have some room in there. It's right now it's 5-on-5. And chances are your ping's going to be pretty bum. But don't expect anything lower than about a 150 or a 200. But we're there to have fun, and I'll drop in the game later and check things out as to see how it's going. going to step away, and when we come back, we'll go around the UT community and we will check out the terror.
That tired old cloth-covered mouse pad of yours giving you the slip one time too many? Everglide supplies a variety of affordable mouse pads designed to satisfy your computing needs. Whether you are a hardcore gamer or just someone that needs that extra bit of accuracy, Everglide's precision mousing surfaces are just what the doctor ordered. Don't get snagged by ordinary run-of-the-mill cloth pads. Let your mouse glide easily over one of our ultra-smooth, optical-friendly pads. With Everglide, you'll have the kind of smoothness you need to keep on fragging. We also offer custom-printed mousing surfaces. If you've ever wanted your team's logo on a mouse pad, now's your chance to own one personally designed for you. Don't keep waiting. Just stop by www.everglide.com and order yours today. Everglide mousing surface configurations are protected under national trademark laws. Looming Tree Productions Incorporated is a wholly owned sub-S corporation. Visit everglide.com for details.
Oh, yeah! travel line for the fiending man, cause he wants one. You know you got them. Can you feel it? Can you feel it tonight? Are you alone? Tell me, are you fucking high? In the moment you are just so right.
Suffer from agonizing head trauma due to loud music and intense gaming action? Well, you will now. The T-Sportscast Network. TSN.
I'm Ian Irwin, Tampa Hunter, and you're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio. Crikey!
Oh, I love that. Crikey! Of course, I can't say it as well as Ian Irwin, because I'm not Australian. Hey, it's Oswald here with you. We are back on Urban Radio. And for those of you bitching and complaining about the choice of music, you can talk to the happy fatty Mungo Zen, who's idling in Pound of Urban Terror. These are all his suggestions. I had no hand in the music that is being played today. If you'd like to download previous recordings, as I said, you can head over to urbanterror.net or thesixthfloor.com. Click on Urban Radio and you can download anything going all the way back to last December. And since I'm announcing this, we are looking for a few new FTP sites who can help us distribute the upcoming Beta 2.6 release. And I'm not talking about those of you who are going to run a fly-by-night FTP just to get the 2.6 version early. I'm talking about somebody who's got a legitimate FTP. I know we picked up a few here at the last release. Somebody like Roger over at PlanetQuake3.net and a few others that turned out to be very good FTPs. We will make the determination as to who gets the game files early, and we will make those available to you so you can make them make them available to the gaming community once we tell you we can release them. So please email me, oswald@urbanterror.net, and hopefully we can get some of you the files, and you can help us distribute them here for, who knows, maybe the first couple days, first week or so. Oh, 2.6, when is it coming? We mentioned on our website here that we should have it out within a month. Seeing as about 8 or 9 of us now are going to QuakeCon 2002, Mesquite, Texas, August 15th through 18th. We are going to try to get it out before that time. And I see Agent 86, send me that after the show, please. Thank you. What was I saying now? Oh, yeah, the release. It will come before we depart for QuakeCon. And it won't be one of these last-minute things, you know. We leave for QuakeCon on the 13th. It won't be distributed like the 12th. We're working on it. As I just said, 27 is merging the code, so we should have a full 2.6 test pack file here, I would assume, this week. I was not able to talk to 27 last night. But I did want to get a few of his comments. Unfortunately, that's not going to happen, and I don't see him online now. So I can just go basically over the list that we did post on the UrbanTerror.net website, some of the changes that we've added. I know he did, actually, after I posted that list, he did make a few changes in terms of what he added. I see somebody asking how big 2.6 is going to be. That's really going to be dependent on how many maps we're going to include. I know of at least two maps, maybe three, that are going to be included in the distribution file. I think that the pack we're actually playing with now is maybe 5 megabytes. It's not going to be too big. It's not going to be one of these 20, 40, 50 megabyte files. It's definitely not going to be like Beta 3, which I'm sure is probably going to be approaching 250 or 300 megs, but have to wait and see. Of course, we'll get that to you before we actually release. And I do want to go back and make one correction here, which I should have made quite a while ago, but I did give out the incorrect website for Forbidden Ninja. It's actually fn.zdwebhosting.com, and I have made that change, and hopefully I won't bork that up again. As for the changes, as we mentioned, the Team Survivor code will be completely rewritten, and I can see you're asking your question again. We do have a 45-to-1-minute lag, so ask your question once, I'll see it, and I'll answer it. The Team Survivor code has been completely rewritten. That's basically littered throughout the entire code base. That'll basically improve much of the mod. We've added a match ready and a match start command, which admins have been asking for some time. We've modified and actually included a G casualties win rule for servers. You will have three choices in terms of how you want the round to end. It can end like it did in 2.3 with a draw. It can end like it currently does now, which is the least casualties will win. Or there's another one that I haven't seen the updated scoring on it, but I haven't seen the updated scoring on it, but if you obliterate the entire team, the opposing team, you'll get some bonus points. So hopefully that will persuade teams to not camp and actually play the mod like it's supposed to be played. One of the big adjustments we've made, we have reduced the movement penalty. That seems to be a major part of what's causing all the randomness and the headshots, so that has been scaled way back. We have improved the helmet, and now a headshot is not necessarily lethal. We've also, I think I talk about it here a little bit later, we also reduced the hit detection values and some of the areas like the neck and the head in order to move away from a headshot-dominated mod, which many seem to mention to us time and time again. Weapons, we basically tweaked most of them. The M4 has been tweaked, the G36, the AK-103, the SPAS, and the sniper rifles have both been tweaked. We do have a new UMP-45 model created by Crazy Butcher, skinned by Blade Killer. Along with that, Crazy Butcher also modeled the AK-103, and again, it was skinned by Blade Killer. And Blade Killer also did a little bit of upgrading on the PSG-1 skin. And for Beta 3, basically you can expect new skins on the models that did not get skins here in 2.6, along with a few surprises. .exe, our Icelandic stud, who actually is no longer on the team, but we are going to include his updated map of Riyadh. We feel it plays much better than the current implementation of it, and it's a better map all around. So we will include that in 2.6. Battle Cow, who's been working on Docks and Uptown and a still unnamed map for Beta 3, has changed the spawn points and Docks, and he's also altered a few of the minor textures in the level. I think I still have some pictures of that over on the 6thfloor.com, and I don't remember if I put them on urbanterror.net or not, but you can check those two websites, and I think you can find some updated pictures of what Docks is going to look like. In Uptown, he's still in the process of changing the layout and some of the spawns. Rommel, I know Barbecue again has been working on that, and Blade Killer's been attempting to compile it, but some minor bugs have been fixed that have been brought to our attention by the community. As long as a new water caulk that has been added in order to improve the FPS more or less over the bridge area, since that's caused many problems. Sweetnuts has updated the user interface and applied a few changes. As I mentioned a few minutes ago, you can also call vote now for the match ready, match start. And you can also call vote to turn friendly fire on and off. So a few of these changes, you know, will hopefully help admins take care of their servers. And we also have the ability to kick bots from the bot menu now, which was something else that gamers had asked for. The AK-103 has been added to the primary weapons menu, and speaking of weapons, there still has been much discussion about the HK-69. Right now, actually, before now, we had talked about moving the HK-69 to the secondary screen and making it a secondary weapon. It looks like we're probably going to forego that idea and keep it as a primary weapon. Maybe give it a few more grenades and call it even. We're not sure. That's going to be something that comes up again in Beta 3. So I'll stay tuned for that. But don't expect the HK to move to the secondary screen. As we showed off on UrbanTerror.net a couple months ago, I believe it was April 9th, as I just pulled it up for somebody here a few minutes ago, we did modify the intensity of the flash grenade when you turn away. It's now the flash is not as long lasting as if you're looking at it, and there's also a new shaking effect when grenades explode. 27's also improved the explosion code, improved the explosion code so that it does not go through floors. 27 wanted me to add this one. He says you want to hold the insta-arm high explosive grenades for a good time. So all of you who want to experience a good time and haven't been with a woman, try that out when you get beta 2.6 and report back to me, okay? also, as we mentioned on that April 9th update, we've implemented something we're calling our mini-map. It's basically like a radar. It only works for your team. And it comes along with about six different variables. You can modify the size of the map in multiples of 64. You can modify the alpha, you know, the alpha channel on it, so you can have it transparent. You can modify the arrow scale of your person. Again, you can modify the alpha channel of the arrow. And the position of the map. There's currently 10 positions. Picture it like a clock, so you can basically go around 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and the 10th means you don't have it turned on. So you could actually toggle it back and forth. You could have it pop up in the top left corner, the bottom right, the right middle, the left middle, the top right, the top middle, or not at all. So we do think that'll improve gameplay, especially with our object-oriented gameplay modes coming up here in Beta 3, along with CTF in 2.6. Will there be other things included on it, like a symbol for the medic or the flags for CTF? We are working on that, and if and when that gets implemented, we will pass that along. Another nice feature that has been updated, grenades will no longer disappear when thrown through the doors. I know I've been playing recently, tossing grenades in a door, and you never hear them go off. Well, that won't happen in 2.6. Grenades will explode, and they will splatter brains and guts of whoever was behind that door. Along with the doors, we've also improved the rotating door code, so players won't get stuck as easily. And as I previously mentioned, the area's hit detection values have been changed. We've added precipitation like snow and rain on terrain maps, which was not available until now. Barbecue's updated some of the sounds, and I believe he's also currently working on new CTF radio calls, so you can possibly expect those two here soon. And one thing which will hopefully help prevent or deter cheating, we have eliminated all common wall hacks. Hopefully I don't have to go into details about that, but we are trying to, dissuade users for trying to, turn people against the cheating factor. It seems to be getting worse and worse as the days go by. You know, I know I get probably two or three messages a day from people in the community saying, hey, this is out there, this is out there, go get this bot, do something about this bot, this guy wall hacks. Well, unfortunately, right now we're doing all we can to limit or deter people from using wall hacks and aimbot, so hopefully you don't start cheating. Much of this information I just went over, as I said, was previously released in one form or another on the either on the forums or on a dot plan or even on the UrbanTerror.net website. Regardless, we have tried to shed some light on what 2.6 will bring. Originally, it was intended just to be a weapons-only update, but we decided to go a little further with it, and hopefully that'll give us a little extra time to work on Beta 3.0. And many also want to know why we don't just release 2.6 right now and then work on a 2.7, because we really don't want to. Our time working on Urban Terror is limited, as is probably the popularity of Quake 3 and our mod, along with many other Quake 3 mods. So we basically want to move forward, get Beta 3 done with, implement the features that we've been discussing here for the past, oh, I don't know, 6 months or so. The new weapons, the new models, the new skins, and the new objective game modes. We also know that the mod won't last forever, as I was just saying, and we need to make the most of it while we have it. So we really can't go on making these small, not insignificant, but these small fixes. So hopefully 2.6 will be the final in the Beta 2 series, and we can move on to Beta 3. So, how's that sound? Pretty good, huh? I know you still want a release date, but I can't give a release date out yet. As I said, we're probably going to have, a couple weeks of testing, and then, a week or so of prep, and then we'll give the release. As I said, it won't be any later than the beginning of QuakeCon 2000. And before I step away, I do have some things to pimp here from a few people in the community. F.R. Muff says he would like me to pimp Fragapalooza up in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. He says it's the largest LAN party in Canada. And he was hoping that Urban Terror could make a bit of a splash, and I guess I now have an invite to it. So I'll have to check that out. I'm not sure if they have a website. If somebody knows, can you please spam it and pound Urban Terror or and pound TSN? Fragapalooza in Edmonton, Canada. Can I say A? Or can I drink some Molson? This wanting to be pimped by a few people here. Vampirella is the last person who mentioned it to me, but she would like me to pimp Insomnia 2002 over on the SerialExperiments.org server. Gaming will start 6 a.m. Pacific time Saturday until 6 a.m. Pacific time Sunday. That's 24 hours of uninterrupted, continuous Urban Terror fragging. I guess the goal is actually to stay up for that 24-hour period and basically frag your ass off. So if you want more information, you can stop by. I am spamming the website in to pound Urban Terror. So back off. I'm not spamming. Don't kick me. I know I'll stop by sometime Saturday. Fortunately, I have to go to work that night and then leave the next morning. But I'll probably stop by and frag a few rounds on the Serial Experiments.org server. And again, that's Insomnia 2002. Got a few others here. I'll hold off on those. And I'm going to grab myself one more beer because I got to go back to work in 6 hours. So I may as well get a little lit up during the show. We'll be right back. This is My Dear Little Angel on Urban Radio. Hey, dead air. Just what Blanks is known for on the Pond Biggie program. I'm just kidding, Blanks. We love you. Oops. You know, I'm looking at that going, damn, it's a 12-minute song, and suddenly it's all over. I'm actually in the server right now. And if you've never played Pro Ball, then there's a good chance you have no idea what I'm talking about. Huh, my sound's not working. Figures. Oh, well. Don't need sound. But it's pretty crazy. It's a map created by Sweet Nuts. It's basically a square room, all sexied up with his artistic abilities here. But we're playing 8-on-8, and like I said, it's pretty crazy. It's 6-to-5 right now, and everybody's lagging pretty bad, even with about 150 pings. But it's good time. We're in there, hanging out. And now this, Ian Irwin is back to report on his Campa Hunter experiences.
Hello everyone, I'm Ian Irwin, and this is Campa Hunter. Today, we have come all the way out to a remote health facility called the Bar, in search of some of the world's most annoying campers. We've heard reports of several kinds of them being spotted in the area recently, so we are pretty sure we can find some great specimens. Let me just climb down the rope out of our trusty transport chopper here, and we'll start the hunt. Right. So, here we are on top of the SID headquarters building roof. We have heard of some nasty roof campers being spotted here fairly frequently. Let's take a look around and... Oh, there's one now. Let's see if we can hear his call, the call common to almost all campers from this distance.
Stay here.
Yes, there it is. Maybe he won't notice us and we can get a closer look at the critter.
Enemy spotted! Fall back!
Oh, it seems he's seen us. Notice how he barked out his alarm call and moved quickly away from us? That's a typical reaction of the roof camper when they detect a threat. They usually spook easily when confronted on their own level. At this point, he's mostly harmless, so we'll leave him for now. Let's see if we can find a nasty room or dangerous door camper here somewhere. Here we are at the doors to the emergency exit of the Bath building. This is a notorious door camper spot, but I don't hear the distinctive call, so we should be safe entering the corridor beyond. Behind this door is the storeroom, a known room camper hangout.
Stay here.
And it seems we're in luck. I hear his call now. It's rare to hear a room camper cry out that way, as they, not unlike the three-toed sloth, can sit quietly and motionless for hours and even days. Normally, you wouldn't want to open this door because there's nasty critters in there with leap and attack. Luckily, I've brought along a trusty flashbang. Flashbangs are the weakness of the room camper. Now watch this, and I'll quickly open the door and toss in the flashbang.
Grenade!
Now that the room camper is totally immobilized and blinded, let's have a closer look. Here he is.
Requesting backup.
Notice in this helpless state how he calls for the assistance of his pack. I'm not worried though, as no one ever comes to the aid of a camper. It's interesting to notice how the effects of the flashbang render them completely unable to react, even when provoked. Notice that all they do is moan. Eventually, they will whine and try to get you to leave them alone. Let's see if we can show you.
What are you doing? Hey, watch it! Man down! Man down! Medic!
Amazing. The campus communication is incredible when they're being provoked. Let's leave this guy alone now and see what other campers we can find. Crikey! It seems we stumbled upon a particularly nasty door camper. As I opened the door, he attacked and made a medium-rare pepper steak out of my left arm. I've moved back around the corner, and it seems I'm out of flashbangs. So I'll have to put this one down. That's a shame. But dual campers are easily aroused by the cries of a room camper nearby, and there's no other way to get around it sometimes. As you can see, campers can be particularly nasty at times, but are generally lame and harmless. My scary brush with the door camper is not the usual fare for the camper. Confront them and their poor attack capabilities cause them to back down. Well, that about wraps it up for today's episode of Camper Hunter. I'm Ian Irwin, and I must get this arm attended to.
What are you doing? Hey, watch it. Oh, and I know Dragone is working on part two of Ian Irwin Campa Hunter, but I think everybody still gets a laugh out of that, and I guess you really wouldn't wouldn't understand it too much if you don't play Urban Terror, but camping is camping, right? And those nasty dog campas. Very cool. Again, thanks to Dragone for playing that. Or for creating that. I played it.
You're dialed in to Quake 3 Urban Terror's Urban Radio with your host, Oswald. Right here on the number one station for online gaming, TSN.
Hey, we're back. I got to throw out a few more comments and questions here from the community. This is from DX Simplex. He says, question. He says, is the bug when you connect going to be fixed? You know where you're connecting, it freezes sometimes. Yes, we are working on that. And there's also another bug that we're working on, the one that doesn't allow you to pull up any servers on the in-game browser. So those two things should also help many players connect. And I do have that MP3 available. It is on my website. And if you want it, send me a private message, and I will give you the URL here in a little bit. Illogical from Clan UB, that's Urban Brutality, would like me to pimp his server. It's CTF 64.246.26.99. That is UB Illogical. And if you miss that number, then you can contact him. He is in Pound Urban Terror. Another server they want me to pimp from DOS, or DOS. This is the Saints House. It's a public Quake 3 Urban Terror Team Survivor server with friendly fire on. Currently runs off a 1 gigahertz dual power supplies, RAID 5 hard drive array. He says it's fast as shit. 512 megabytes of DDRM and a T1 connection. You can find that. You can find the Saints House over at 208.62.28.23. He says it's a pretty good server. It is an East Coast server. I know many have been asking me about an East Coast server. But he does say that some West Coast people have been pinging under 100 to it. So you can check that out. That's the Saints House. And finally, Winterhawk, L.A. Winterhawk, says, hey man, can you say on Urban Radio that a Lethal Alliance, that's his clan L.A., has been up for about 3 weeks now and we are still recruiting? He says, come see him at Pound Lethal Alliance. Or email Winterhawk, that's WINT3ERH4WK at hotmail.com. If you want to check them out, another new Urban Terror clan. And as I said, I did correct myself here earlier. I said ForbiddenNinja.com. That's no longer their website. You can find all my radio tunes and notes at fn.zdwebhosting.com. Got some more that we'll save for a little later on during the show. Tomorrow, Saturday, I almost blew it again. I almost went to my weekly LAN party, which starts at about noon and ends at, I guess when everybody gets tired. We don't sleep at our LAN like Clan Doggus. I'm probably going to get owned for that, but Timmy knows I'm kidding. But tomorrow is the male-female fun scrimmage, the Femme Fatale versus the Masachi Maligna, and I'm not Italian, so if I just butcher that, I forgive. Hopefully, all you Italians, god damn, all you Italians forgive me. But that is Italian for dangerous women versus dangerous men, and that is what the team names will be once this I don't know if you want to call it a grudge match, but we'll call it a grudge match. Gets underway tomorrow. If you want to get all the information, you can find it on servisions.net/fmfs.psp. I will spam that in the channel. This is a site that was created by Vampirus, and this is where you can find all the information on the male versus female scrimmage tomorrow. The idea was actually conceived a few months ago to have a sort of a battle of the sexes after Vampirus had written a sort of a rant on who takes gaming more serious, males or females. So, you know, we thought it'd be kind of cool to do this, and of course it's not really to prove which sex male dominates, but to have fun on a public server in a 7-versus-7 on mat, a 7-versus-7 match. If you check out the website, which I'm going to right now, if you check out the website, they will be playing on the maps Casa by Sweetnuts and Abby by Tub. It's going to be Team Survivor as the game type, and as I said, it's going to be 7-on-7, so chances are the Abby is probably going to be a bit tight. The teams currently, we're looking at the Femme Fatale, Jims from E, Blade Killer from Sid, Lioness from XP, Louise, Adorable Doll from FR, Vivify, Vivian, or Mighty Joe Young, take your pick, from Clan Bar, and Calamity from SI. Over for the male guys, the Mashi, Maligni, we have MF Doom, LT1, After the Nightmare, Dakar, The Count, Lord, and Thumber. There's your 7-on-7. It also sounds like we will have a few replacements, just in case somebody shows up. This was scheduled for June, but unfortunately some personal issues got in the way, and we were not able to bring this match to you. Probably all the better, because I had screwed up the times, and I wasn't going to be able to shoutcast. But we do have a new server. I believe Trinity-UDA server, and we do want to give a quick shout-out and thanks to Spiff, Speed Freak, and Spellbinder for helping us get that arranged. The event is scheduled to take place between 1600 and 1800. That's between 4 and 6 Eastern Standard Time. That means it starts at about 2000 GMT. If you want to get involved, you can go to pound female-male-scrim on ETG, or hit pound urban tear and ask us in there, and we will give you more information. We will be shoutcasting this match as I put it on the TSN calendar. You can find that at tsncentral.com, with pregame starting about 30 minutes before. I'm not sure if there will be a second caster. I'll have to check in with Van Silly and see what he's doing. Maybe he wants to have some fun with it. I'm not sure. But we will try to do a dual cast. And the border skirmish continues, U.S. versus Canada. The matches are sponsored by clanbank.com. I'm trying to remember. I don't have the figures in front of me here, but I believe U.S. and Canada tied last night in CTF, and in Team Deathmatch, the USA dominated. Hopefully we can get more information. You can go to clanbank.com, click on 6-versus-6 USA versus Canada for more information, and it is hosted by Straight Shot, of course. Who goes on vacation? So you can check that out. And I also want to give a quick shout-out to Van Silly for picking up the slack and doing some shoutcasting. Everybody seems to get a kick out of that. And Van Silly, I heard, has been doing pretty good. So we'll see what happens. Hopefully we can get him him on. Oh, I'm still going here. I got my beer. Too bad I have to go to work in like 6 hours, right? Too bad I can't say my broadcast is brought to you by Sierra Nevada Pale Ale. The best in beer. Oh, I just did, didn't I? Oops. Excuse me. We're also looking for some more people to help shoutcast matches for the start of next season for the Urban Terror Leagues. If you are interested and think you have what it takes, then create a small 2 to 3 or longer, just don't make it like 30 minutes longer, 2 to 3 minute demo MP3. 16-bit, 22 kilohertz MP3, and email it to me, Oswald@planetquake.com. We are looking for some new casters to help us next season. Unfortunately, we started off strong with three dedicated guys, and by the end of the season, I don't think any of us were doing it, as one had moved on to another game, and another guy was involved in a clan who was in the playoffs, and I just ran out of time. So, I said, excuse me, Vampirella, so back off. Just kidding. And no, I don't think I want to wear that collar at QuakeCon anymore. But we'll see. If you go, I'll wear it. Anyway, the joke between her and me. You'll have to pardon me. So we are looking for some new casters, and if you think you have what it takes, then please email me, and we can get you all hooked up. And as you can tell, we have been playing QuakeCon 2002 Sounders here on TSN, as we will be shoutcasting live 24 hours of QuakeCon in Mesquite, Texas, August 15th through 18th. For more information on the event, go to quakecon.org, and also head over to tsncentral.com for everything shoutcast. There are some great shoutcasters on TSN, such as Warwitch and Coldshot, just to name two of many who cast games such as Return to Castle Wolfenstein, Jedi Knight 2, MOA, and of course, our favorite Urban Terror. There's also weekly shows such as the O Club with Oblique, the Pawn Biggie Program with Blanks, Mandatory Metal with Jeff T, and that's 80s Show with Wizzer. So check out all those shows, the music over on TSN Central, and remember to check us out at QuakeCon. I'm going to step away, getting some more tunes here from the Happy Fatty Mungo's Inn. This is a little Faith No More from Out of Nowhere. We'll be right back on Urban Radio.
Hi, this is Spellbinder from Spellbinder.com, and you're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Hey, want to give a quick shout-out and say thanks to Spellbinder for providing me that. If you'd like to pass along your one-liner for Urban Radio, send it to me at Oswald. See, look at that. Not even two beers in, and I can't even talk. Send it to Oswald at planetquake.com. 16-bit, 22kHz MP3 format, please, and I will get it on the air for you. Now, going through the community here over at Clan Triad Development Team site, there have been a few levels that have been released, either for private or public testing. First off is UT Power by Servanol. I haven't had a chance to check that out, but I was able to check out the other level, which sort of comes as highly anticipated, called UT Point Blank, which we'll talk about here in just a few minutes. That from Invis and No Death over at Section 8 Studios. Remember, if you want to get involved in some of the closed or private testing, then register over at clantriad.net/devteam. More level designers seem to be drawing from a pool of gamers who have wanted to help test levels before they are released, and we do recommend that you... Oh, damn, I missed the ball. And we do recommend that you do register, and if you're a level designer, we do recommend that you use the Clan Triad pool of gamers who can help you test it. There have been some new information posted on thesixthfloor.com. You can read my latest rant titled "What Makes Urban Tear." It's basically about our role as the development team and what sort of role the development team plays in the success of the mod. Mad Horse from Italy emailed me some screenshots of his upcoming level called The Day After. You can also find those on thesixthfloor.com or over on the Level of Preview, Reviews, and Release forum. That's our Urban Terror forums. And no, I am not a lightweight. I'm sorry. I just can't speak, and I'm not a drunken lush. Not yet. Wait till we get to QuakeCon. Oh, my God. I hope I'll be able to remember what happened to QuakeCon this year. There also seems to be a new UT hotel under development from No Fear. He says it'll be a very large, expensive-looking hotel. He says, now I hear people say, oh, man, too many rooms. That'd suck to be one big campfest. Nope, there aren't going to be that many rooms that'll be accessible. He says, I currently have 4 open on one side. All the rooms which can be open have a reason to be open, says No Fear. You can also check out the 6th floor for 3 screenshots, which, you know what, I think I forgot to post last night. Haha, I knew I had something to do, and I knew I would have said this today. Those screenshots were actually replaced with 6 screenshots from my UT Point Blank. So, No Fear, I'm sorry, I'll get those up right after the radio show and give you a little lovin'. By the way, this UT hotel is not a rebuild of the original hotel level from Energizer that graced the mod up to beta 1.27. Also, from the Dark Mistress of the Night, Vampirella, comes a level which is in the early stages that has been dubbed UT Snowbird. She says the theme is easy enough. It's going to be a snowy park with gently rolling terrain and a partially frozen creek, breakable, ice similar to cabin, running through the center that has 3 stonework bridges crossing it. There are going to be a couple of ranger towers as well as some utility buildings. The park is surrounded by a high wall with buildings partially visible to the other side. Lock gates leading out of the park into the city slash town, but you don't have the key. You'll see trees in this map that have not been seen in Urban Terror before. I may and probably will end up releasing them as prefabs complete with the clip brushes. This map is based on MOA's Snowy Park. It will not be a duplicate, but it will be where I got the idea from. Also, my rendition will have the addition of a few buildings and other items that are not in MOA's version. I will be using Foghole, and Far Distant Calling available in Yidnar's newest Q3 map to simulate that gray winter day. So keep your eyes open for that, and I know I'll bring some updated pictures as soon as she gets them released and gives us something we can look at. And while I cannot read or comprehend Spanish, you can check out www.zonaurbana.net, Zonaurbana.net. It's also on our website, urbanterror.net. There's a link button to it. It's our Spanish support site. Thanks to Tribe, we do have some screenshots of the old-school level RuCab, which you might remember from the popular Beta 1.27 by Excalibur. This is the same Urban Terror site that brought us the exclusive shots last week of the updated level UT Paradise, again from Excalibur. Both are Spanish, thus the reason you see a Spanish mapper on a Spanish website. As for UT Point Blank, I was lucky enough to be involved in some of the testing last night, thanks to Invis and No Death over at Section 8 Studios. The level has been in development for some months. It's quite an impressive map, huge map. The funny thing about it, it's a CTF only map, so it's really not going to support Team Survivor, Team Deathmatch, Capture and Hold, or Follow the Leader. Those last two rarely get played anyway, but it won't support any of those game modes. It was a very impressive map, as I said. It's funny, you jump on there and you spawn, and you just realize how enormous it is when you're looking down streets and looking out toward the beachhead, where the, I forgot what color it was. The blue team spawns, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong. Invis, I don't remember who spawns down there. I think it's the blue team. But you start walking around, and it's so large that you think you're lost, but you know it only takes a few minutes to become acclimated with the common routes, and then you have to find some of the other, you know, quote, secret routes. It's got a huge sewer system, which, you know, depending on which school of gameplay you come from, sewers can be areas where you sit and camp, or they can be used as, you know, good accessible areas. The flag placement, as I said, one of them's down on the lower portion of the lower portion of the map, and the other one's actually up on the, just above the little mountain rise. You'd have to check the pictures. And as I said, I do have six screenshots up on the sixthfloor.com. It's a very cool map, and right now it is about 70% complete, and it was basically put out for some testing right now at about 70% finished, so they could get some idea as to what they can expect in terms of gameplay, and in the hopes that gameplay is well enough right now that there won't be any major changes to the level. So far it's been pretty successful, I take it. Some of the comments that I had heard from those who played it were basically all positive. I know Invis has said they still plan on working on some of the effects and the layout and things of that nature. And actually, I have a few comments here that I'm going to read from Invis as to some of the feedback he got from some in the community. He says, I think a lot of people were overwhelmed with the multi-layered gameplay. Most comments, where were the flag, I'm lost, where am I, and where is everybody? But once people had a chance to explore the whole map in earnest, all I heard was, wow, check that out, or oh my god, I never noticed that. If it isn't the status quo type, map, a one-dimensional gameplay with the same flat layout, then some people freak. Some said two maps in one, others said superficious. Some said the Chinook, which is a helicopter, was too slow, and others said it wouldn't get used. The overwhelming majority of non-mappers said exactly what I expected them to say, that the gameplay was for the most part solid and refreshing. Only minor tweaks to things such as the Chinook landing area, the blue spawn, and flag placement needed slight tweaking. The mapper said exactly what I expected them to say, that the tunnels and secret areas were a waste, and that no one would ever use them. Basically, they suggested for me to place the red flag and all the gameplay routes above ground, and add more detail and cover out in the open, and we all know what kind of R speeds that'll yield. If it didn't fit the theme of the map, he says, I think there's already a map like that out there called UT Salima, and I think the entire community agrees on the true frames per second nightmare that level currently is. Says, I've never been one to do things the way everybody else does. Says, I try and make something totally different than what the rest of the pack does. Not saying that's a bad thing. In fact, when the majority of mappers almost made the same suggestions, I knew I was on the right track. If I made the changes that most mappers suggested, I'd be going and making Salima or Ricochet clone, a Salima or Ricochet clone, where the airspeeds would top out at 25 to 40,000. He says it's sad that it seems like what the community is used to for third party maps. Same old tired school of thought. CS inspired gameplay along with horrible frame robbing open above ground detail. It has struck me that the majority of mappers are just trying to make a map that won't suck and that don't take any chances. UT Revolution took lots of chances and for the most part with the current gameplay modes failed. That doesn't mean that later on, under an objective or mission-style gameplay, that Revolution couldn't find new life. And he's basically true. I know we claim that Revolution was our flagship map here for Beta 2. And as he said, it basically failed because it was created for objective game modes. And unfortunately, those objective game modes did not make it in Beta 2.0. So the CTF was somewhat imbalanced. It was a bit too large for Team Survivor. And the spawns really didn't support Team Deathmatch. So, you can check that out. If you want more information, go to s8s.info, s8.info, and you can check out the latest update from Invis and No Death. With all that said, I got to take a break, pound down this beer, and we'll be right back on Urban Radio.
We got the data, but we got the she's my sister. Let me put you in the picture. Let me show you what I mean. The Messiah is my sister. Ain't no king, man, she's my queen. Let me put you in the picture. Let me show you what I mean. The Messiah is my sister. Ain't no king, man, she's my queen. Let me put you in the picture. Let me show you what I mean. The Messiah is my sister. Ain't no king, man, she's my queen. Let me put you in the picture. Let me show you what I mean. The Messiah is my sister. Ain't no king, man, she's my queen. Let me put you in the picture. Let me show you what I mean. The Messiah is my sister. Ain't no king, man, she's my queen.
Sportscast Network is streaming the hottest LAN event of the season directly into your room, all the way from Dallas, Texas. Join TSN as we bring you live 24-hour-a-day coverage from QuakeCon 2002 in Dallas, Texas. Tune in for live tournament coverage, interviews, music, and more. When? Thursday, August 15th through Sunday, August 18th. Where? Mesquite Convention Center, Mesquite, Texas. Only on the official QuakeCon station, TSN. For more information, visit www.quakecon.org.
Forty days, 16 hours, and 8 minutes until QuakeCon, and then I'm there. Actually, I'm leaving a couple days early. I think I'll be out there the morning or afternoon of the 13th. The convention actually starts on the 15th, and I get to be everybody's little taxi bitch on the 14th. So if you're flying into Dallas-Fort Worth and might need a ride, feel free to contact me, and I'll see what I can do, as I will have the Urban Terror minivan. As mentioned in the beginning of the show, if you play Urban Terror, there is a good chance you have heard, if not downloaded, and played some Pro Ball. You can find the site at www.planetquake.com/proball. This was a small mod that was started by Apoxel during the Beta 2 stage of Urban Terror. It's not just a small mod in which he had total control over. It was his mod. Nobody he had to answer to or nobody he had to please. He just basically did it to have fun with it. And it's not nearly the size or complexity of Urban Terror. The mod's similar to soccer or rugby. You have a yellow ball that spawns in the center of the field. and the objective is to score on the opposing team's goal. Simple, huh? Aside from the basic key movements, you will have to bind a teleport, turbo, and radio call key. That's it, even simpler. Very few binds. What development has slowed due to his hiring at Raven Software, he does plan on providing an update to the current beta version. I actually updated the site here a couple days ago, I think the 3rd, with a little bit of information pertaining to what's going to be upcoming, along with some possible new map pack from Fumla and from another guy named Onda. Actually, I do have a small test pack, which we did test last weekend. This pack basically increases your jumping height the longer you hold the jump key down, which is very cool. It caused for quite a bit of camping on some of the basketball court maps and the urinal maps, but overall I think it was a pretty good time. He's also going to be including a new player model, skins, new player animations, and I believe an updated goalie feature. Sweet Nuts did create some of the concept pictures from which Poxel has been working, and basically he's doing this just for himself. He wants to get a little experience and a little bit of the entire development, not just coding, but creating the models, doing the animation, and I'm not sure about the skinning, but I think Sweet Nuts was going to do that. But we'll have to see how that goes, so check it out. As for release date, I know he's sort of trying to work on something before QuakeCon. Not sure if that's going to happen because it really all hinges on when Raven finishes up their patch for Soldier of Fortune 2, which is what pays his bills. So so until they get that patch out and he has a little bit of time, I'll basically keep the site updated with some information. And hopefully Pro Ball has been introduced to a few more people, see some more playing it, and rest assured, if we have a table at QuakeCon this year, there will be Pro Ball there. And t-shirts. I know everybody's been on us about when are the t-shirts coming. Well, seeing as I haven't heard back from this company that I've been waiting for, we're probably just going to go ahead with our backup plan. And I guess we'll have to get that information out here this coming week. So you can stay tuned for that. That's the latest information I have on the t-shirts. We aren't taking pre-orders, and hopefully we won't be dealing with money or shipping, but that's yet to be seen. As soon as we have our decision made, and we do have some information available. We'll post it on the website, put it in our topic and pound our Urban Terror, and we'll put it in the forums as well. Hopefully, just maybe we'll have it resolved this week. So check back. Coming up tonight on TSN, unless I'm completely off my rocker here, you can't catch a bleak at 9 p.m. Eastern. She'll bring you up to date on the community gaming news, provide some entertainment, some kick-ass tunes, a little TNS news, and a chance for some swag. That's Pound to O Club, if you'd like more information. Also, for you early morning headbanging pleasures, you can listen to the soothing sounds of Jeff T's Mandatory Metallica. Excuse me, damn it, why do I always say that? You know, because everybody has a Mandatory Metallica show on, right? Jeff T's Mandatory Metal, beginning at 1:30. As he lovingly says, when was the last time you laid the smack down? So you can check both those shows out tonight, and I believe the Pond Biggie program, Blanks, the Pond Biggie of Internet Radio, is going to be following me here on TSN once we complete Urban Radio. Saturday, you can check out, as I said, the Quake 3 Urban Terror Femme Fatale versus the Machi Maligni scrimmage starting at 4 p.m. Eastern. Also have a little OGL Jedi Knight 2 action, Power of Darkseid versus the Stormtroopers of Death starting at 11 p.m. Eastern. On Sunday, it's the Super Bowl of Return to Castle Wolfenstein, the Cal Finals, all night long, 4 p.m., 6 p.m., 8 p.m., and 10 p.m. Eastern. Be right back. Got a few last things to touch on. We'll wrap it up, and we'll be on our way. A little COC. This is Clean My Wounds on Urban Radio. it's Oswald, and we are back on Urban Radio. A few pimps here from a few people who sent me private messages. Predators wanted me to remind Proba that he is a moaner, and that, again, from Predator. Dragon, who looks like he timed out here on the channel, but he did want me to pimp. I should have read this earlier when I had a chance, right? He wanted me to pimp Queen Bee's map, which is called UT Desertville. Desertville. You can find that over on clantriad.net/devteam. It's the latest map that is being compiled and released for testing. I do have a link, but unfortunately I'm not able to give that zip file out. If you want that zip file, you'll have to register for Clan Triad dev team to become a tester. But he does have a new... Actually, he is pimping a new map from Queen Bee, and we are looking forward to seeing her work. Also, Mungo Zen, the Happy Fatty, would like to give a shout-out to his new clan, the Urban Anarchist, Clan UA, representing the finest in Western Canadian urbanites. And I also want to say thank you to the Happy Fatty for providing me some pretty rocking tunes today. Hopefully everybody enjoyed those. I know I enjoyed playing them. And hopefully we can get some other people to send us some tunes for the entire show here. Yes, a little Herb Alpert plays, and we all know what that means. That means that's the show for this week. Hopefully you heard something insightful today. And hopefully some of you, at least those of you who joined in, had a good time playing. As I said, we just want to make that available to more people out there. Hopefully some of you got a kick out of it. And we're able to actually get on the server. Sorry about the lack of spots on there, but that's all the server could handle. A few of us from Sid will be playing tonight on the HOH Urban Radio server. You can find that on the All Seeing Eye or GameSpy. We look forward to seeing some of you gaming there, as all that action starts at about 8 o'clock Pacific. As for this weekend, I'm off tomorrow night. I'll be taking to the skies and flying out to the East Coast, Washington, D.C. exactly, to see Rush in concert. And I'll probably be back midweek by about Wednesday. I also get to hang out with my sister, which is very cool. Haven't seen her in a few months. And it should be a good time. Looking forward to getting out of SoCal and away from my J-O-B. Coming up next, we are going to have Blanks and the Pond Biggie program. Urban Radio will return next Friday, July 12th, same time. A 3:15 Pacific start. That's 22:15 GMT time. For Silicon Ice Development, I'm Oswald. Have a great Urban Terror weekend, and we'll see you next week. I'm out.
It's over? Alright, well, I'll be back next week with more kicking tunes for your booty butt.